For Discovery News, I'm Will Johnson. In Arkansas, the Nature Conservancy is setting the prairies ablaze to actually help them thrive. Here to tell us all about it is Discovery News' Jorge Ribas. Jorge.
How's it going, Will?
Pretty good. Tell us, you're just back from Arkansas where the Nature Conservancy is setting these fires in the prairie. Now, we hear a lot about controlled burns. Is this pretty much the idea?
Right. This is exactly the same idea. I was just recently down there in this area called the Rick Evans Grandview Prairie and Conservation Center, and it's in southern Arkansas, actually close to Hope, Arkansas. And here a team of team from the Nature Conservancy was setting about 80 acres on fire. And it seems sort of, you know, counterintuitive as to, you know, helping an environment to setting it on fire, but that's exactly what it does to that ecology.
Well, Jorge, tell us what it was like being there as the fires were set.
It was pretty intense. You know, it got really smoky. I had to, you know, kind of close my eyes for a while and just film sort of blind because the smoke got pretty bad. We started off on one side of the prairie and the wind was blowing in our direction. So it got pretty hot. We went into as the fire was going, and it didn't shoot up, you know, hundreds of feet high in the air. It stayed pretty low because it's just burning grasses. But it got pretty hot and it got pretty smoky. And when we came around the other side, it was a lot clearer because the wind was blowing the smoke away. But you just saw the fire just sweep through, and it was kind of interesting seeing how the grass actually, when it would burn, the grass was in the direction of where the fire was going. It was almost like a wave of water had washed over the prairie at the end.
So tell us how this works, and how long does it actually take the ecology to sort of come back?
It comes back fairly quickly. I mean, I was there for one afternoon, and in about 2.5 to 3 hours, they had burned 80 acres. And the fire you'll set the fire around the edges of this prairie. And, of course, they've drawn some lines, either like by scraping the ground so it's just dirt so the fire can't spread, and they also have water trucks on site to contain the fire. But in 80 acres burned for about 3 hours, and then it was done. And immediately, since what you're burning is primarily grasses, grass grows fairly quickly, and some of the herbs and stuff like that, they said that by next spring, it'll just be in full bloom once again. And even within a couple weeks, if there's some rain, the grasses will start immediately growing back.
Now, how about the animals that are there?
Well, it's funny you say that, because when we were down there, that was one of my questions. It's like, where do these things go? And the answer that I got from these guys is that, you know, animals grew up, you know, they're kind of genetics are in tune to run from fire. You know, they're not dumb. They're not just going to stand there and watch, but they'll get away. And I kind of wanted to see this for myself. And as I was filming, I immediately saw a rabbit run from out of the prairie right into the nearby forest that was right there. So, you know, they have means of escaping. You know, some of the smaller animals might, you know, be underground and they'll dig holes and they'll be fine from the fire there. Birds will fly away, of course.
Well, so what's the argument then that if you leave these prairies as they are, what's wrong with that?
Well, traditionally, you know, prairies, when the Midwest was all prairie land, fires would start naturally. You know, whether it was a lightning strike or actually Native American tribes that were there knew how to burn the forest, and they realized that burning these prairies actually improved their hunting habitat. And, you know, back then, though, since there was just, you know, thousands and thousands of acres of prairie, these fires could burn for weeks or months until they were, you know, put out by rain or whatever. The argument for continuing these burns is that a prairie will jut up right against a forest, and a forest will continually be encroaching on that prairie. And that's what I saw, is you saw, you know, besides the grasses and stuff that make up the prairie, you saw some of these smaller trees starting to grow, persimmons, ash trees, and things like that. And what the fire does is it kills what they call the top kills the trees. So it won't kill the roots of the trees, of these small trees that are growing, but it'll kill, you know, the thing that you see above ground with the leaves and stuff. And the tree will grow back eventually, but it'll take about, you know, 2 or 3 years. So it's kind of a continual balance with keeping the sort of a line between where the forest is and where the prairie is. If you didn't burn it, basically the prairie would disappear because the forest would just keep growing into the prairie.
So why are prairies so important, and what is the current state of prairies?
The current state is not great. I mean, you know, the great prairies of the Midwest are pretty much gone. They've been turned into farmland and, you know, developed and all that. So there's a few, you know, remnant areas of prairie. This one down here in Arkansas was purchased by the Arkansas Fish and Game Commission, and the Nature Conservancy helps run it. And it's about 4,000 acres total of prairie. And the argument to keep these is, you know, it's a different ecology. It's like, you know, the wetlands or, you know, the forests or tundra or wherever. It's just a different ecology. Certain species thrive, species like quail, wild turkey, and things like that.
All right, Discovery News, Jorge Ribas, thanks very much for telling us all about it.
No problem.
And, of course, Discovery News' Jorge Ribas joins us every Friday on the Friday News Feedback right here on Discovery News. For Discovery News, I'm Will Johnson.